Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Happy Monday, guys. This is such an important week, guys. It's election week, and we're going to basically wake up on Wednesday or go to bed Tuesday night with a new president of the United States. And I don't know about you guys, but I am a little bit on edge about what those results are going to be, but we know that the person that should influence this country, and this is just Teresa's opinion, and you can agree to disagree, it definitely should not be Donald Trump. So I'm not looking forward to getting up on Wednesday morning and seeing Donald Trump on my TV as the new leader of this country. So, guys, if you have not voted for early registration, which is now closed because it actually closed and ended on Saturday, please be sure to get out there and vote tomorrow for Election Day. It may be a little chaotic, but don't get discouraged. If the lines are long or there's a lot going on out there at those polls, stay in line and vote. Because, guys, what they are expecting from us is for us not to have patience, because a lot of times, guys, you know, I keep it real. A lot of times, what do? When we go somewhere and it's something that we don't feel we want to do, we don't want to wait. But you will wait in line for those new shoes, that new bag, to get into that new spot or whatever it is that you want to get into. So, guys, make that important, because every vote counts. So just be sure that you get out there tomorrow and vote, because I don't know about some of you. I went for early registration, and I stood in line about 2 hours. So, but it was worth the wait. And, again, new week, new goals, and a new mindset. So joining us this morning on the show will be Miss Jackie Land. And Jackie is the business owner of a commissary business. And I am really excited to talk to Jackie, because Jackie right now is the only business owner that I know that owns a commissary business. So we're going to get a chance to chat with Jackie. And if you have any questions for Jackie, I will take a few email questions as well. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. Happy Monday. So,
thank
Jackie,
you.
I'm going to jump. You're welcome. I'm going to jump right in like I normally do. And we're going to kind of just have some girl talk, nothing formal, so we don't have to put on our suit and tie or anything. we're gonna pretty much kick it, so you can just be relaxed. Now, the first thing we want to know, Jackie, and a lot of the, I'm sure, our listeners on the call this morning will want to know, before we jump into your commissary business, pretty much who Jackie is, where are you located, like far as what city are you in, and overall, on a personal level, who is Jackie Land?
Okay, well, my name is Jackie. Well, actually, Jaquette. Jackie's for short. Jaquette Land. I am originally from Rochester, New York. I currently live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been here for about 15 years. Charlotte has been great. I've had numerous businesses, real estate. I currently own and operate in Charlotte. I also have a prison commissary company that I own and operate in Charlotte, but we service the New York State prison facility system.
Okay, so the prison commissary company that you have, we definitely want to talk about that. I think that that is huge. And, again, mm-hmm. I don't know, not just anyone, I don't know a woman that owns a prison commissary company, so that is really huge and that's really big. Can you tell us, Jackie, how did you get started?
Well, I have a couple family members and close friends that were and are still incarcerated. And so I'm familiar myself personally sending care packages, going online, ordering packages, having them sent to the facilities, also personally going to stores, buying items, boxing them up, and sending them to facilities. I saw a need for it because a lot of the items that I was personally boxing and shipping to the facilities were being returned because those items are not allowed in those facilities. And so after that, I saw a need to you know, service the inmates with better products. You know, better, my family members and friends would say, you know, the food is horrible and it's really high priced. And so, you know, I went in, did some research, and just saw a need to be able to, you know, offer competitive pricing for the inmates as well as provide a better quality of food products and clothing products.
Okay, and so just to be clear, you, the motivation behind it is because, you know, you've had folks that you were connected to personally that were incarcerated, and it was so difficult to be able to get them things there in the prisons, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, Jackie, when starting this type of business, a prison commissary company, when starting this type of business, like, how, you know, outside of what motivated you to do it, how did you just take that idea and turn it into something tangible? Like, what was the light bulb that went off? And because I'm sure you had to do some research and things of that nature to get the business up. Yeah, so what how did you turn that into something tangible, your idea?
Well, you know, I have been a business owner since the age of 21, and so it was a no-brainer once I saw a need. It was a no-brainer to get in and do my research, like I've always did with any of the other businesses that I've owned and operated. Get in, do the research, see if it's something that is obtainable. And once I saw that it was obtainable to obtain the licensing and the rights to be able to service the facilities, I just moved forward ahead with that.
Okay, and then this type of company, you do have to have, like, licenses. So cause if someone was interested in starting a prison commissary company, I mean, what are some of the things that they would have to have?
Well, personally, you'll have to contact the facility, the state, which you're interested in servicing. You'll have to contact the facilities. You will have to have security protocols and processes in place that cohere to their rules and regulations. And so just contacting those states and facilities, finding out what their rules and regulations are, and you personally yourself putting those systems in place to be able to match what, you know, the states are looking for.
Okay, so there is definitely some legwork out there, and I don't normally take questions this early on in the show, but I'm going to go ahead and take this one question that we just got emailed to us. The listener wants to know, how do you know how to connect with the right people? Well, I think, Jackie, you kind of just answered that a little bit, I think, by saying whatever state. Because it's state affiliated,
it's
correct?
State-wise. Correct. It's a state. It's not an overall, you know, we service every state facility. Right now we're servicing the state facilities and all of the state prisons in the state of New York, which is 54 state prisons there. We also, that's just one aspect of our business. Now we also do government contracting where we answer solicitations from government agencies. You know, my company is currently based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. So we've been on a lot of bids with the North Carolina Department of Corrections. We currently have a couple solicitations in with the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. And so it's different aspects of the business. This aspect of me servicing the New York State prisons is basically a commissary package program.
Okay.
And
so
it just depends go ahead, sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just trying to reiterate to the listener basically what you were saying, because it's definitely state. It's not overall. It's statewide.
Mhm. Yep.
Well, Jackie, let me ask you this: when you say statewide, right? So,
yeah.
When you do it, just say, okay, I do it in North Carolina, in the city of Greensboro. I'm just picking a city.
Okay.
Does that mean that you will be covering all of North Carolina, correct? I'm just trying to clarify that.
Well, it depends. Each state has different guidelines. Like certain states
okay.
require you to be on a bidding. It's a bidding procedure. So you can't, even if you contact certain states, like the state of North Carolina, they will not allow you to ship any packages inside their facilities. It's a bidding process where you go up against other commissary companies, which are large companies in the business, and you have to have competitive pricing systems in place to be able to have your cost that, you know, the lowest cost to be able to win that, to be able to win that contract. And so that's why I say it just really depends on what state you're interested in doing business with. Learn the laws and rules of that state. Contact, if you're interested in North Carolina, contact the state of North Carolina Department of Corrections, and, you know, and just ask questions.
Okay. And so I guess in contacting those states and those facilities, rather, you are, mm-hmm. are you contacting, like, the jail administrator or whomever? Is that who you're trying to reach out to? And I guess what I'm going to tell really quickly, Jackie, before you answer that, what I'm going to tell the listener is, with any business, as Jackie previously said when the show started, you have to do your research, guys. And even if you decide to go out and get a mentor, you still want to do your research if you are trying to start a business. And make sure it's something of interest. As Jackie said, that, you know, she had some personal connections, and that's kind of how, you know, she decided that she wanted to move forward to be able to help those individuals get things inside of the prisons that, you know, that they weren't able to receive. So just make sure, too, that you're not doing something because, and you're doing it because that's your why. And I just wanted to add that my listeners definitely know I'm really huge on that one size does not fit all. So,
right.
Jackie. So
no, and also, you know, and Teresa, also, you really would want to have a mentor that is in the corrections industry in some form, way, or fashion. You really need to have that person that's in that industry. That's like, you know, if you want to sell houses, I believe you should reach out to someone that you know that has been in that field and been in that industry. It really helps you, you know, cut through a lot of the red tape early.
Okay, so and guys, and even with the mentor, I think that makes sense to actually get somebody that's already kind of in the system. I think that they, of course, they should be able to help you and guide you. But again, guys, you're gonna have to do the work. And so, Jackie, how long now have you had your prison commissary company?
I've had it for 4 years.
Oh, wow, 4 years. So can you talk about what are some of the challenges with the company, if any?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Reaching out to, you know, it's not a, you know, you reach out to the states that you're interested in doing business with, and they just say, oh, yeah, automatically we're going to give you permission. It's been rejections from facilities. It's been rejection from states. It's been rejection of packages. It's been, you know, obtaining a customer base, having, you know, word of mouth service, having a good product, shipping it to the facilities, make sure your products are getting there in a timely manner. You know, just building relationships in the business and building relationships with the inmates and the inmates' families. You know, if someone goes on our site and purchases something for a family member or a friend, they want, and they're paying their money, they want to ensure that you're a legitimate company first, secondly, that the product is going to get there in a timely manner, because those inmates, they can't do anything from the inside, so they depend on their family and friends on the outside to help them.
Okay, and that makes
and
sense.
So
there are some challenges. So it's not like you just wake up and you go and start your business and basically bid on contract.
No, go ahead.
No, you heard Jackie. I was just actually chuckling a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, bidding on the contracts, you still have to make sure you have things in place. You can't bid on a contract. You know, one of the obstacles that I had was being in the business for 1 or 2 years and not being able to bid on contracts because you have to have some past performance under your belt before you go to these government agencies. So you have to get your product out there, start selling. You're not, it's not a overnight thing where you're just going to have all this income coming in and you can start bidding on this stuff. When you start bidding on these contracts, the agencies want to make sure that you have the experience, you haven't been reprimanded, you haven't had any charges, because dealing with the prison system is huge. It's really huge. And, you know, like I said earlier, I really suggest that you have a mentor that has been in the corrections industry or have dealt with inmates for a time to really know the processes and just to help you along the way. But after being in the business for 4 years, you know, I'd say the past 2 years has really been on the up and up. But for the first 12 months to 24 months, it was a learning phase. It was a learning period. And you just have to keep pushing it, you know, have to keep moving.
And I'm glad that you said that, Jackie. You have to keep pushing and you have to keep moving. And that's pretty much, of course, with any business. And that's why I always emphasize to tell people, make sure it's your why, you know, if it's a business that you want to start. And so a lot of times, Jackie, speaking of being in business 4 years or versus being in business 2 years, you know, and that actually happens a lot, Jackie, with a lot of situations when it comes to business, when it comes to funding, when it comes to the bank, like actually taking you seriously. They want a 2 year track record. Yeah. So you have to sometimes get out there and accept that first 2 to 4 years or 2 to 5, I say, that you might not make a net worth. You may not gross a profit. You may gross money to recycle it back into your business, but you may not be grossing a profit to go in your pocket.
Absolutely,
and that's
true.
Yeah, and that's, business ownership is not for everybody. So,
no.
Well, Jackie.
No, but.
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'd say, you know, it's not for everyone, but I recommend it. You know, I really recommend if that's something that you want to do, you know, I'm all for entrepreneurship and, you know, just go for it. It's not going to be easy, but, you know, you can make it happen.
Totally. Well, you know, Jackie, I guess I do recommend business ownership. And personally, you know, when I say it's not for everyone, you know, you have to be able to do the work. But a lot of folks, Jackie, and if you can agree with this, you know, some people still are stuck that mindset that 9 to 5 is basically a security blanket. And guys, I can tell you firsthand, the world that we live in today, there aren't any more security blankets. So if you want to start a business, you need to connect with the right folks and get out there, get started, but make sure it's your why. Make sure you're starting a business and you want to know what your why is. Now, Jackie, you also said that you do real estate. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
And so are you a licensed agent here in North Carolina, or are you a licensed agent somewhere else?
I am a licensed broker in the state of North Carolina, and I've been a broker in charge, meaning I own and operate my own real estate firm, and I've had that since 2005.
Wow.
Yes.
Now you're
so
doing commercial,
come from sales, both residential and commercial, primarily commercial and property management.
Okay. So, Jack, you must really like sales. You have to really be a salesperson to do. Definitely to do real estate. Well, to run a business, period. But to do real estate and even bidding on your contract, you have a strong presence, you know, in sales.
Absolutely, I love it.
Well, what would you recommend to someone that doesn't have a strong presence in sales, and they want to get into
real estate right now?
I say go for it. I say the best experience is experiencing it, putting yourself in that situation. Whatever your fears are, dive in. You'll never know if you never take the jump. And you might get surprised yourself.
I love that because sometimes we are in our own way. A lot of times we are in our own way. And so we would already plant the doubt seed in our minds before we even get started. And
absolutely.
I have another question for you. Let's see. Hi, Jackie. How do you balance life? I don't know if you are a mom or not, but how do you balance life if you have children, young children, and you want to start a business?
I am a mother. I have a 4-year-old daughter. Let me tell you, it's challenging, but you know, not to be religious, but with a lot of prayer, a lot of standing still, you know, making time to stand still and to really meditate on, you know, time, people that you're around, and just making sure you have the best possible people around. That is everything. Energy drainers, you know, you just really have to sit and stand still. Stand still, think, you know, and time management, and it will all work itself out.
I like how you said energy drainers because I had a show recently and we kind of talked about those folks that drain your energy and they're in your life and they don't have a purpose. And, you know, I started my business 10 years ago and I actually had small children and I had 3 of them. So definitely, you know, it's hard work and time management, and then having a great support system. I don't know. And unfortunately, Jackie, everyone doesn't have a great support system. But it's a good thing to have, and if you do have it, I definitely would use it to my advantage. Not use the individuals, but just use it to my advantage.
Well, you know what, Teresa? If people, you know, one thing is this. If the life you want and the life you want to create, you have to be that person. You have to be what you want. If you want peace and calmness and tranquility in your life, then you have to first practice those traits and those things, and those things will come to you.
You have to be what you're
looking for. And it'll come.
I totally agree. And then take your time. You know, I know people, you know, we have so many of those sayings, Jackie, you know, time isn't on your side and this, that, the third. And folks, I always hear folks say, well, life is short, you know, and I don't make that statement because I don't speak that in my life because my life isn't short. what I normally say is my life is precious, not short.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely have to. Yeah, you have to be careful what you speak over and into your life. But I want to get on something that you said, and you said that, I don't mean to be religious. Well, let me tell you something, Jackie. It's really important, and it's okay because you're going to need the power of prayer when you get through anything to me in life. And I talk a lot on the show. Folks know that. I'm really huge on talking about prayer, and I actually have a prayer room in my home where I go in, and it's peaceful, and I have all these things on the wall, and so I don't start my morning until I pray. So I think it's really important because you have to have faith in knowing that, when not just believing in yourself, but believing that God would definitely answer your prayers, but you have to have faith.
Absolutely.
I was definitely go ahead, Jackie.
No, you know, when I said I don't want to be religious, you know, prayer is my thing. That's what works for me. you know, I know everyone's different, and so I don't want to want to offend anyone. Some you have people that have all different sorts of beliefs. And so when I say pray, you know, that was speaking from a personal reference. You know, I just you just don't that's a very delicate subject, and you know, it works for me. It has always worked for me.
Hey, Jackie, and you know what? Again, one size does not fit all. So, guys, if prayer doesn't work for you, you know, hey, each to its own. But I can tell you, prayer has actually gotten me out of a lot of situations, and prayer has definitely guided me positively in a lot of situations. So, and I that's why I get up and I speak life over and into my businesses because, guys, you're not doing that on your own. And if you have a successful business right now, Jackie, you're not doing that on your own. You're not doing that on your own. Oh. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know I'm not.
Yeah, so so we're not really here to offend anyone or whatever, but, hey, most of the listeners now kind of they kind of know me, so I am the, this is the Keep It Real show. It's Motivate My Life Radio, but it's the Keep It Real show, so everyone pretty much knows. We have a lot of women business owners, Jackie, and a lot of women guests on the show, and we have men from time to time, but for some reason, the show seems to be booked with powerful women, And it motivates other women that are actually out there listening. There are right now probably about, it looks like 32 questions that are emailed in that people want to ask you. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time to answer all the questions. I try to answer as many as possible. And so I'll try to take one more question. Let's see. Okay. Let's try to find one that's not really short. Sarah from Utah. Hi, Jackie. How did you get funding for your business? I want to start a business, but I don't have any capital. Do you have any advice as far as funding a business?
I do. Well, for me, like I said, for me starting the commissary business, I use funds from a previous business, which is, you know, I've been in real estate. And so I've had the funds there available. Most people, like when I first started my first business, I had a beauty supply store. You really have to, you know, make sure your credit is in line. That's first and foremost. Make sure your credit is in line. If you do need funding, you know, you can reach out to your local banks, but you will have to make sure your credit is very, very vital. Mm-hmm. I say that's the first step of owning a business. Go online, pull your credit report. See where you are. If you don't understand it, seek out counseling. Google information. Google is a valuable tool. I've learned so much off of Google in regards to credit, maintaining credit, building business credit. You're going to need that. You're going to need credit to move forward. If you don't have an upstart capital, you're going to need credit. And, you know, just it depends on the type of business that you want to start. Some businesses require more money than others. So if it's a business that's not going to require a huge startup, again, first start with your credit, go out, talk with your bank, see what are they going to require, what scores they're going to require for you to get, let's say, a $5,000 loan, and then you follow those steps. There are programs in each and every city that you can call, like the SBA is huge. They have free information. There's a small business administration office in most cities. Google Small Business SBA, whatever city or state you're in, their local offices will show up, call them. That they're there to help.
Okay.
They will lead you in the right direction.
That is some That's some great information, Jackie. I definitely appreciate you sharing that. And guys, I want to emphasize on something that Jackie just talked about. Make sure you work on your credit, because you are going to have a huge challenge and one of the most difficult times if you are starting a business and you have bad personal credit, because you will have to be a personal guarantor on a line of credit or a business loan or capital or whatever it is that you're trying to get. So first thing first, definitely I would take that piece of advice from Jackie, and I would definitely get my personal credit right first. Whatever it is that you need to do, if you need to reach out to a credit counselor or a financial advisor, whoever can help you get that ball rolling before you just jump out there, start a business, and you have bad credit and no
and
money.
Also, Teresa, you know, a business plan, because most banks or most investors are not going to give you money. Just say you want to open up a candy store, and you say, I need $5,000 to open up a candy store. No one's going to give you money because you have hopes and dreams and wishes of owning a candy store. You have to have your plan on paper so a person can look at that, a bank or an investor, and can see a process of you being able to make money so you can pay the loan back. No one's going to give you money when they don't see a track record or a plan for you to be able to pay the loan back. There's no such thing as free money. And so a lot of times don't understand that. They're just like, I want a loan. Can you just give me money? I've always wanted to own this candy store my whole life. But it's more than passion. And so you really have to have a business plan, contact the Small Business Administration, local office in your city or state. They will help you put that stuff together. And it's free.
That's some good information, and I'm not sure if some of you guys may have heard of, and Jackie, you may have heard of it. You're a business owner. Have you guys heard of SCORE? SCORE.org is another organization. It's free, and you meet with business counselors. They can help you with business plans and financial plans and marketing plans and things of that nature for your business. Or you can always reach out to a business coach that can also be able to help you with the business plan, because you have to have a visual. Because if you guys anything like me, I get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning with all types of ideas going on in my head. So if I don't translate them to paper, a lot of times they get lost. So you want to see where your company is going, what your vision is for the company, your marketing plan, who is your target audience. I mean, you have to take all those things into play. But firstly, you want to definitely make sure you get that credit straight. And even if you have money, you have cash, working capital to start the company, you still want to get that credit, that personal credit straight. That's going to be key to a part of your success. So it does take
a major
step.
Yeah, a major key. A lot of the contracts, you know, that I've discussed about, you know, getting into the commissary business, bidding on contracts, you can't even get bonding without a certain credit score. And so if you're considering getting into the business, you have to make sure, you know, your credit is in line, or you can't even fulfill the contract, because a bonding company is not going to secure the bond for the cost of the contract if you don't have a certain credit score.
Mm.
And so it's very viable that credit should be the first thing on any entrepreneur's mind in regards to wanting to start a business or even continually to maintain a business.
Yeah, and it looks like someone else. No, you can't. I mean, and that's being responsible, you know, Jackie, to me, you know, because they work hand in hand. So if you're not successful personally, it's going to be a little difficult to be successful professionally.
I agree.
Start with that credit. So, Jackie, can you tell us, like, what's next for Jackie far as, you know, your businesses, any next steps, any upcoming things that you're going to be involved in that you might want to talk about?
Yes, right now we're just looking to bring on more states. Like I said, we have a couple. We're looking at, you know, California, Texas, Mississippi, okay. And so we're really looking to bring on some more states to spread our reach with a commissary business. With the real estate, you know, we're just, you know, it's just, we're in commercial real estate trying to further our reach in that, getting to some strip mall type deals. So that's it, you know, just
awesome.
Keep pushing. Yep.
And, hey, guys, if Jackie can do it and she has a four-year-old, we don't have any excuses of we don't have any excuses of why. You have to be driven by success, and you have to be hungry enough for it. So, again, Jackie is a working mom, and she is a business owner, and so what she doesn't sound like she is doing is making excuses for not being able to achieve her goals and reach her dreams. Jackie, can you, if you have any social media handles you want to share with us, or do you have a website you would like to share with us, so individuals may want to go and kind of maybe get some more information about what it is that you do?
Sure. The website for the commissary company is www.eford, like the car, commissary.com. The name of the company is eFord Commissary. We are on Facebook at Facebook/eFord Commissary. We are also on Instagram at just eFord Commissary. And if you're in the state of North Carolina, you're looking for any properties, or you're an agent that's looking to sign up with a firm, we our real estate website is LandRealtyGroupUSA.com. And we are also on Facebook at Facebook/LandRealtyGroup.
Land Realty Group. Okay. You got that, guys. Awesome. Awesome. Well, Jackie, I want to thank you again for being a special guest this morning on Motivate My Life Radio and moving some lives this morning, motivating women. And we have so many questions. What I'm hoping to do is when I have my women serialpreneur show, I'm going to have several different entrepreneur women and business owners on the show, and I'm kind of putting that platform together now. We would love to have you come back, and then maybe we will also be able to have a chance to answer some more of the questions that our listeners out there had. So, again, thank you for joining Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy, and guys, have a great rest of the week on purpose. Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks for having me, Teresa. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.